So Jesus and the disciples are gathered around after sharing a meal. Jesus knows his time of trial is almost here, and he was trying to squeeze in a little more information, one more really long teaching while he still could. And there was so much that happened around that table that night. Jesus has already tied a towel around his waist, poured water into the basin, and washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus had already dipped a piece of bread in a dish, handed it to Judas, and set his betrayal into motion. Jesus has already foretold that Peter will deny knowing him three times in order to save himself. Jesus has already given the disciples a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Jesus has already told the disciples that he is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus has already told them that when he is gone, that he would give another advocate to be with them forever. Jesus has told the disciples that they are no longer his servants, but his friends. It was then that we enter into today's chapter of John. Jesus shifts his attention from those gathered around him, and he looks up to heaven and starts praying. Jesus says to God that he has completed his task, and now the time has come for him to be fullness of God, one with the Father. The reason Jesus walked beside us in human flesh is complete. And we, as Christians, often say that we know what that task was, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we would be saved. Some of us are unsettled with the theology that Jesus died on the cross so that we would be saved, and others of us rely on this understanding of salvation and will continue to past our final breath. But one of the reasons Jesus is seen as the Paschal Lamb slain for us is that in the Last Supper and the institution of the Eucharist, it took place during the Passover meal when the Hebrew people celebrate their story on how God told them to slay a lamb, put the blood on their lampposts, on their doorposts, and that God would spare them from the wrath and death of the Egyptians. It was the sacrificial blood of the lamb that saved them. The Gospel of John says the story that we heard today did not take place at the Passover, but before it. The rest of the Gospels place that Last Supper during the Passover meal. So in those Gospels, one could see the task of Jesus as being the sacrificial lamb, but not in John. It is in Jesus' final prayer, before getting up from the table and heading to the garden to be arrested, that Jesus reveals to us why he came. Jesus says his task was to bring his disciples eternal life by revealing the one true God to them, by making God known and Christ known. And in our understanding of the oneness of the Trinity, it makes sense to me now why so many mission statements in the Episcopal Church say just that. Their mission is to know Christ and to make Christ known. This knowledge of God came through what Jesus gave them. He gave them himself, the essence and nature of God. Jesus taught the disciples and modeled for them what it looks like when you know God. And to know God means to believe what Jesus taught by word and example. To believe in Christ is to know God. Jesus' prayer shifts from a petition for himself to a petition for his disciples. Jesus says that he has been protecting those who believe in him, but Jesus loves them, and he wants them to continue to be protected after he's gone, in order that they may complete the task he has set before them. A task that is the same as the task of Jesus. Jesus knows the evil that will stand against his friends, and he asks God to to do something special. Jesus asks God to sanctify his disciples so that they will be made holy and set apart. Jesus knows that for the disciples to complete their tasks of making God known to the world, they must remain in the world, but not of the world. Sanctifying the disciples, making them holy, will have them act and speak differently than others in the world. People will come to know God through them, through their holiness. Now, if you noticed in today's gospel reading, Jesus has only asked God to sanctify his closest disciples who were gathered around that table. If we want to hear the rest of the prayer on a Sunday morning, we have to wait until next year, the seventh Sunday of Easter. But I can't wait. It's too important. Is all I need is one more line. They cut it off one line short. In the next verse, from right at the end of where our gospel reading ends, it says, Jesus says, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Jesus not only asks that his disciples be set apart and holy, but that all who come to know God through believing in Jesus will also be made holy. That begs the question, do you know God and see yourselves as being sanctified? Do you see yourselves as being set apart and made holy? Now that might make some of us uncomfortable, the thought of being set apart and made holy. But that's what the gospel says. Every Sunday when we gather for worship, we have two altar calls, two public, outward, and visible signs of our belief in knowing God. The first is when we profess before God and each other that we know who God is and that we believe. That altar call is when we affirm our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. The second altar call is in stages. It begins when we ask God to send the Holy Spirit to sanctify the bread and wine of the Eucharist, to set it apart as holy as the real presence of Jesus. The altar call continues when we ask God to send the Holy Spirit upon us, that we may be set apart and made holy, being filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we may continue to make God known by living as Christ in the world. And then we come forward and extend our hands at the rail. In John's gospel, Jesus was sent into the world, and the task that he was sent to do was complete before he died. He made God known to his disciples. He then gave his disciples a task of making God known to the world, a task that is still not complete. When we gather as a community each week to worship, when we profess what we know, that we know God and that we believe in Jesus, when we consume the real presence of Jesus into our lives, and when we ask God to sanctify us in truth, setting us apart as holy, we are recommitting ourselves to actively participate in the task that began with Jesus, sharing that which comes from knowing God, the gift of eternal life. Amen.